Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here this evening, Lord. Just ask, Lord, that you would anoint the speaker, anoint the hearts to receive your word, Lord. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll start out in 2 Chronicles 20. And I apologize, but I'm going to have to read the first 26 verses. So, I don't apologize because it's the Word of God. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazontamar, which is Engedi." And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, "O Lord, God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then wilt thou hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, "Hearken, ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Hathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away, and they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. And on the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Baraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of the same place was called the Valley of Baraka unto this day. Then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And I'll stop there. Excuse me. Okay, I wanted to talk about prayer tonight. And I always liked the way that Jehoshaphat handled this situation. This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. And we'll start out. Verse 1, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And in Matthew 6:34, I want to mention here that they were in trouble. I mean, they had all these people coming against them, and they were pretty well overwhelmed. And in Matthew 6:34 it says, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." And that's what I wanted to point out. We don't have to look for trouble. God has our day and our path laid out for us, and he says right here that the day is sufficient, or sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So we don't have to go looking for trouble. There's plenty out there. Verse 2. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazontamar, which is En-Gedi." And, you know, there's a lot of people that are quick to spread bad news. You know, there's always somebody that's willing to come and say, "Hey, you know, we got this trouble coming." And I don't know about you, but I've known some people that get their problems and they magnify them. You know, they kind of make it the worst that it could be. And they make it a lot worse than what it really is. And I call them the bearers of bad news. And there's plenty of them around. I mean, listen to the news, watch your TV, read the newspapers. I don't. Not that it makes me any better, and I don't have anything against people that do that. I just got tired of it. I got called to jury duty yesterday, and I debated on going down there. I had to go, but I this trial was over a word. It wasn't a nice word, and I won't say what it was or even hint at it, but that's just the way this world is getting. You can't even say something, and you're going to be in trouble. So we know there's lots of trouble coming, and we can't get away from it. Verse 3, Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And I think we could look at this word feared in two different ways. I know we could look at it as a fear of being afraid of someone, but also kind of an awesome respect for what was coming. The devil is a worthy adversary, and we need to respect that. You know, we can't take care of it on our own. But either way, in 1 John 4:18, most of these verses we all know, it says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." And we have no reason to fear, although we are tempted. I've been tempted a lot of times to fear. But we know that if we trust in his love and our love of him, that we have no reason to fear. And I know I'm going quick because I want to get through these, so I'm just trying to give you a thought on each verse. Verse 4, "And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities, they came to seek the Lord." And we'll go to Hebrews. And it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." And they did the right thing. They got together. And that's what we need to do. Paul exhorted us to come together, and that's what this verse is about, and to encourage each other, to pray with each other, to study the word together. We need each other in tough times, and the encouragement of loving fellowship. Matthew 18:20 says, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." And it's always encouraging to know that he's with us when we gather. Verses 5 and 6. "And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O God of our fathers, Art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? And we'll go to Hebrews again. I should have just stayed there. 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And the important thing here is not just to believe that he is God, but he is whatever we need him to be. He's salvation, he's deliverance. He fights our battles for us. Whatever it is, he's there for us. Verses 7 and 8. And I like this, how Jehoshaphat prays here in these verses. Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, and I'll get to that. But Jehoshaphat rehearses what God's done. He looks back at the different prayers that God's answered for him. He realizes that his promises are yea and amen. And I just want to read this part here. Art not thou our God? He claims God as his own. And he makes it personal. And I think of that and the time that we're in and how close we are to the Lord's coming. And I'm just going to read this from the Song of Solomon 7:10. I am my beloved's, and his desire is towards me. And that's what we need to know now. We know all these other things, and we're thankful, and we appreciate what he's done. But I'm looking for Jesus to come. When I sat in that courtroom yesterday and heard that, I thought, come, Lord Jesus. I'm glad I didn't have to serve on that jury yesterday. They sent me home. I guess they didn't like my answers. verse 9. If when evil come upon us as the sword, judgment or pestilence or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. I'm glad that Ichabod's not written over the door of this place. John 14, 13 and 14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And just as Jehoshaphat calls on the Lord in these verses, the Lord answers him. And when we pray in Jesus' name, we go to the Father in the authority of that name, the name that's above every name. Verses 10 and 11. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned not from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. And Jehoshaphat makes his problem known. We know the Lord knows what's going on. He orders our steps. He orders these things in our lives. But he likes to hear us come to him and make these requests to him. And Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And I'm going to read the verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Verse 12. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And here Jehoshaphat admits that he's weak. He doesn't have the answer. He can't do this. And John 15:5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. And also in Hebrews 12:2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He orders our steps. He's written the story already, and we just need to trust him in it. Verse 14, then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And Romans 8. 26 through 27. I think I'll probably break the record of scriptures tonight. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we'll turn to Jude 1. I will try to turn to Jude 1. There we go. Sometimes I can't read this small. And verses 20 and 21. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And this is one of the few instances where we read about the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. And I appreciate it. We need him. Verse 15, and he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, king of Jehoshaphat, this is Jehaziel speaking, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And Ephesians 6. Ten through 12. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Excuse me. I'm not sick. I think I say that every time. But some of the medications they give me cause that. Verse 16, tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. And Psalms 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And they didn't know what was coming. But he just told them, go down there, you know, take that step of faith. And in verse 17, it says, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And we'll go to Ephesians 6. And 13 and 14. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. All they had to do was stand. Verses 18 and 19. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And Philippians 2:2. Fulfill ye my joy. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. And I'm not sure what that has to do with this. Let me try. I have to do that at least once. But they got up together, the Levites, the children of the Kohathites, the children of the Korahites, they all stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel. And that's what I think I'm bringing out here, was the that they got up together. They were all of one mind. Verse 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." And Proverbs 3. Five and six, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And so they went out, did what he told them, went where he told them, and trusted him. Verse 21, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord alway, and again I say rejoice. And in James 1:2, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. Verse 22, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. And Romans 8, 31, 32. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And I'm going to mostly read the verses because I think time's catching up with me. That's a first. Verse 23. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. And they just killed themselves. Romans 8, 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. They won the battle, and they didn't have to do a thing. Verse 24, and when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies, fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. The battle is his. The righteousness is his. Verse 25. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. And go to Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And Philippians 4:19. There we go. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And then I know we read this in Hebrews already, but I want to go to Hebrews 11:6 again. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, we talked about that, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So they got their reward, and it was a lot. verse 26, I hear a sigh of relief. And on the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Beraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of the same place was called the Valley of Beraka unto this day, and that means blessing. And 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I hope that gave you a lot to think about. We've got a little bit, but we'll go ahead and start the prayer meeting.